Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Patrick Mahomes just won his third Super Bowl championship, and everyone believes that he is on the precipice of going and challenging Brady for those seven rings based off the way that they're set up. Mm-hmm. But now, the man, the myth, the legend of Tom Brady comes back because he doesn't want to allow Patrick Mahomes to get anywhere near his record and tries to extend it to eight. The one who is undefeated against Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs decides to come back and give it one more go. The guy can still play. And I would never doubt Tom Brady. If he says he can come back, I believe him.
I mean, please, can we not have this conversation going forward?
They're going to need something to replace Jordan LeBron, right? Until Wembanyama takes over
I don't care about the debate between the two. As long as Mahomes does his end of the bargain, keeps winning, you have to have it. Him coming back. Like this thing, what are we doing?
We had a debate earlier. Yeah. I want to see where you land on this. I put a poll up on it too. What would be a more preferable outcome for you? He stays retired or he goes back to New England?
Ooh. Stays retired.
If he goes to New England, you get the chance to just hammer him a couple of times.
I know.
But of course you're risking I don't think it would happen. The team's pretty bad. The feeling of what happens if it actually worked, but come on, he's 47. Where do people land on this poll? I think most people want him to just stay retired. Just stay out of my life. He mentioned New England and the Raiders. Listen, the only thing I'll say about this, after he said on that podcast last week that in the right, what do you say, the right situation, right circumstance?
Something like that, yeah.
The circumstance right now in Las Vegas are the exact same he was about to sign up for in Miami. If Bill Belichick doesn't accidentally send the wrong text to Brian Flores, Brady goes to Miami and is the Dolphins quarterback with an agreement that he will become a minority owner after he's done. He's in bed with the Raiders right now. And he's already got a future. I mean, I think they're voting on it, or maybe that's, I don't think it's fully approved yet. But he's already going through that process. But it's not done. And who's the Raiders quarterback sitting here today? Is it Aiden O'Connell? All I'm saying is, he said under the right circumstances, he was about to go to Miami in the exact same circumstances that he would currently have for himself in Las Vegas.
I mean,
it would be horrible. I don't hope it happens. Although, be less coverage about Aaron Rodgers. So,
speaking of Aaron Rodgers, someone tweeted us for our Brian Baldinger podcast and asked, do you think if Salah or McDaniel could be in trouble this year? My answer is absolutely. I think they both have to make the playoffs. Salah for sure. If the Jets don't make the playoffs, they're blowing it up. I mean, like, it's Aaron Rodgers. If you didn't make the playoffs now, like, if the Jets don't make it, it is completely everybody's new. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I don't care. Even if he got hurt again and they didn't make it.
I think Salah has got a very good chance of being fired during the season. If the season gets off to a rocky start, not even that bad. Like, first month of the year, what's the worst record where you think they could do it? If they were 2-3 in their first five games, could they fire Salah?
Yes.
I think they could. I don't even think the bar is that low for them to, especially when you've got Rodgers' boy right there as the offensive coordinator, Nathaniel Hackett. And you know Rodgers would love Nathaniel Hackett to be the head coach because he takes him with him everywhere now. So, I think Salah especially, he's the one. He's got, if I'm him, that's, I don't love the deal I've made with the devil because look how it's gone for him. And I'm assuming that this is right, that they would fire him, but let's assume that is right for sake of conversation. Look how this has gone for him. Hey, Robert, we're going to bring in Aaron Rodgers. This is the only last thing you need. Your defense is great. We've got Garrett Wilson. All we need is a quarterback. Here, we're going to go trade for Aaron Rodgers. Awesome. How's it gone? He got hurt. Wash of a season in year one. Total meltdown. They wouldn't let you go get a different quarterback, or they just didn't want to go get a different quarterback, so the season was basically a waste. And now year two, Rodgers is back, and oh, hey, don't start 2-3 in the first month of the year, or you could lose your job.
And
that's
everyone,
a horrible spot for a coach.
All of the sourcing and reporting after the season was they did nothing to prepare it at all for any sort of tough scenario.
Right.
Like, it was like, we don't have Aaron Rodgers, throw our hands up. What do we do?
This year, they went out and got Tyrod, so at least they have something
right
that they could throw in there now. But it's just, it's all drama, and it's non-football nonsense all the time. And I can't imagine Salah likes that. Like, if you're a team that doesn't like distractions, good or bad, like, doesn't even matter what they are. Just, it doesn't, they exist. They exist on that team constantly. And I think if I were to bet, I would bet on him to be the first coach fired this year.
I mean, could I see a scenario where Mike McDaniel gets fired during the year? Sure. I mean, that can happen if they're really bad, but that's
but that
one of those
would have
deals
to be
where
really
think,
bad.
Right. I think it'd have to go to the end of the season and they say, look, we got to do something different. We tried this with the offense. We just had to pay our receiver. Now we got to decide on Tyreek and Jalen Waddle and all these guys. And so that to me feels like more of an end of the season type of thing. Okay, real quick before we get out of here and take our final break. Utah hockey.
Mm-hmm.
You feeling it?
Yeah, I'm feeling it. I'm into
it. It fits there.
Yeah,
it fits more than Arizona because it's Utah and snow. And I mean, they had the Winter Olympics there.
Yep. That's one of the team names on the odds list, by the way. Olympians. The Utah Olympians.
What is the? What are the others? There was something with bees you guys talked about a while
back.
Bees.
Our boss, actually, Alan, texted us Utah bees because they're the bee state.
Uh-huh.
My favorite is the Salt Lake Stags with a deer as a logo.
That is the question. Would it be Salt Lake or Utah?
I hope it's Salt Lake. I guess a lot of the team names I see are more Utah-based.
Mm-hmm.
The Utah Yeti is one that keeps getting thrown around.
Okay.
Just sounds like a roller hockey team to me. I don't know. And then the owner mentioned Golden Eagles.
Well,
oh,
really?
Yeah, because there's something about it's the state bird or something. But Jeremy pointed out two problems with that I didn't even thought of this morning. One, Golden Eagles. You have the Golden Knights. You're not doing that, right? You're not going to have the Golden Knights and the Golden Eagles. Doesn't that seem stupid in the same league?
Probably right.
So they probably wouldn't do that. And then if you're the Utah Eagles, like, can you do that? Do the Philadelphia Eagles have a say in that? I don't know how that works with pro sports and, like, trademarks and rights and whatnot.
Well, can I throw a suggestion?
Yeah.
How about the Utah Coyotes? There are Coyotes in Utah!
I don't mind that if not for this agreement with the Coyotes owner that you can get your team back.
Okay.
And do they want to save Coyotes in case they go back to Arizona? Or maybe they want to wipe the slate clean there.
Maybe.
That might be a better option. I like this. You go Utah.
It's better
Coyotes.
Than Utah Jazz.
Yeah.
The New Orleans true. Jazz moved to Utah.
It's the stupidest
thing. I do
ever.
Not think of Jazz in Utah.
No, it's ridiculous.
And they kept the name.
Yeah.
It's better than that.
It is better than that. All right, I'm into that. I like this. You keep Coyotes with Utah. It's the Utah Coyotes.
Yeah.
You tell the Coyotes owner, if you even get an arena deal, which I don't believe you will, then you're starting fresh. Which, you know, in that market, they might be ready for a refresh button anyway. You can have something new.
Because they did do this in Winnipeg. The Jets became the Jets again when they went back.
They did, but the records didn't go with them. That's another stupid thing, by the way. I hate when they do that. If there's a team that comes back to the city, give them back the records. That the Browns did that, right, with the Ravens?
What happened with the Browns was, in case people don't know, the Browns' history includes all of the old Cleveland Browns with 4 years missing. When they went to Baltimore, they treated the Ravens as an expansion team and did not take the Cleveland history with them.
Yep. Just imagine a tweet in like 6 months from now. There's going to be a tweet that you're going to see, and it's going to say, congratulations, Teemu Selanne, for becoming the all-time leading scorer for the Utah Yeti. Because the records go with him. That's going to happen. He's currently the all-time... Wait, is it Selanne or is it Howardchuk? Someone from Winnipeg is. I don't like when they take the records with them. I think it's dumb.
Utah Stingers, someone said. Okay, that would go with the...
If you're doing that, though, that should be Salt Lake Stingers.
Salt Lake Stingers. Okay,
I just think Salt Lake sounds better. Now, they might not want to because of branding, right? And they might want the whole state to be like... The market is the whole state, right? Not just the city. So I guess I would understand if they do Utah, but I think every team name I hear that starts with Salt Lake just always sounds better.
We will. Now I do want to talk about real quick when we come back. Masters champion Scottie Scheffler. One of the criticisms of him is he's too boring. Does that matter? Let's kick that around for a couple minutes when we come back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.